Well, good evening. Welcome to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bowden-Ham. And I am glad that you're here this evening. I just want you right now just to take a couple of minutes just to focus on, you know, a breathing exercise. We're actually going to be talking about stress. Tonight's topic is Stress Management Toolkit. You know, throughout society today, there are so many stressors. You know, we have so many demands. We have so many things that we're going in different directions. So tonight, I'm going to actually be giving you a couple of strategies for you to cope with the subject matter of stress. And it's going to be the four A's. You know, we all wanted that excel in the A's in school. So I want you to excel in these four strategies when we're talking about distress management. So one is the A of avoid. Two, we're going to alter the stress. Three, the third A is accept. And the fourth is adapt. So let me bring those back to you again. That is A to avoid. The second A is to alter. The third A is to accept. And the fourth is to adapt. So what are we talking about when we're talking about stress? And a little late, first, we need to know what it is. So what it is, what is stress? So the foundational person who the researcher named was Hans Sill. He is named the father of stress, and that is how he was well known for. He did many, many researches. He founded the institution of stress. He also created a foundation with many extensive resources on the mechanisms of stress. He also included that dynamics of stress, that literally saying goes that stress kills. And as we're talking about stress tonight, did we know that there are two types of stressors, two different areas that they can be in? It can be internal and external. Learning to recognize, and remember, one of the A's is to avoid. Learning to recognize, what can we do to avoid certain matters? Sometimes stress can't be avoided, but it is how we learn to cope with it. So what is stress? Stress is the reaction of how our bodies and our mind react to certain triggers within our environmental surroundings. It can be identified as excessive pressure that will channel our body to react to stress by pumping out hormones such as cortisol or adrenaline. So the release of adrenaline in the body causes an increase in your heart rate. You notice how if you get scared, you notice how you start to sweat, you might start to breathe. Rapid breathing, and it also increases our blood sugar levels. It also can divert blood flow from our digestive system, which is reactive to our muscles. Generally, we have two types of stressors that they include, again, the external and the internal. The external are relative to certain events that can happen to you. So let me go over what some of the internal stressors are. So what is the internal stressors? Those include our physical environment, our social interaction, our organizational, major life events, and our daily hassles. So in the source of our external, those can include some examples, major life changes, the environment, unpredictable events. So would you say right now what we're living in is an external stressor? Unpredictable events. Who would ever think that we would be in a society where we'll be forced to maintain social distancing for our health, workplace, and our social? Well, when we talk about the eternal stressors, so eternal stressors could be life choices, negative self-talk, mind traps, personality traits, So, with the internal stressors, our lives, this means that we could probably be setting unrealistic goals for ourselves. We give ourselves around of people with a lot of the negative self-talk, or we just basically might choose a lifestyle where there's excessive drinking, drugs, recreational, anything to that, lack of sleep. So putting all of these together, managing the stress can involve making changes in our external factors, which we'll confront, or in our internal, it will strengthen our ability to deal with whatever comes. So that goes to our next, accepting. So what do we say in the external stressors? We have the physical environment. So what can be stressors? Noise, bright lights, heat, or just being in confined spaces. When we talk about social interaction in the external, we're talking about how our characters. Are we rude, bossy, aggressive, or are we just being the bully? In the organizational stressor for the external, do we follow rules? Are we set for regulations? How do we manage our deadlines? Next one, under the external, we have our major life events, which could be a birth of a new baby, death of a loved one, loss of job, promotion of a job, or just changing our marital status from divorce or becoming married. The external stressors are closely tied to factors that you and I have no control over. Now let's talk about the internal stressors, which are sources of stress that are coming from within your body. They can include whether we can be hot, cold, tired, ill, what thoughts that are preoccupied with, our mood, and our attitudes. So when we manage our internal stresses, it will enhance your ability to handle the external stresses. So again, that's talking about alter. So what kind of lifestyle choices? Do we know that our lifestyle, what we do, what we eat, can also be a factor to our stress? Do we drink too much caffeine? Do we have lack of sleep? Do we put a lot on our work schedules, overload schedules, or we just feel like our lives are spinning out of control? When we're talking about the negative self-talk in the external, pessimistic thinking, self-criticism, overanalyzing, and the bigger one, mind traps. Are we setting unrealistic expectations? Are we exaggerating what we're doing? The all or nothing thinking? Taking things personally and just the rigid thinking. And, again, we talk about the personality traits. Am I a perfectionist or am I a workaholic? So these are some of the things that we want to talk about altering. However, sometimes the stress indicators are often to warn us if we need to flight or fight. In the negative stress, it is contrary for minor conditions that may include headaches, digestive problems, skin conditions, insomnia, and ulcers. Prolonged and unrelieved stress can have harmful effects on our mental, physical, and spiritual health. Again, remember, this is Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. So I'm talking to you tonight about stress, giving you a toolbox of strategies to avoid, let's alter, accept, and adapt. Regarding to the flight and fight response, these positive alertness can also possibly be mechanisms if we can survive or die. For a good example, most of the stress we endure are, again, self-generated. It is how we perceive life or if an event that makes us feel threatened or stimulated in our emotions but still it will depend on how we perceive ourselves in the given situation. So when we're talking about knowing how we, this is just a little brief of what stress is. But knowing some of the signs can be very important, and it might be little simple things that we might not think is related to stress. But here's a common signs that stress can bring that we know that we're kind of, we have anger, anxiety, forgetfulness, new or increased use of a substance, overeating, skipping meals, feeling sad all the time, can't sleep, either it's sleep issues with sleeping too much or sleeping too little. Have you ever noticed in your workplace or environment, or maybe someone that is always has a cold, frequent cold? Why you would think that? They were just saying, I'm just feeling sick, but it might be that their immune system is down. Yes, stress can attack our immune system. Headaches, irritability, and just lack of energy. It is important to us that we learn how to recognize when our stress levels are about to get out of control. Stress also can be sneaky. And have you perceived that the sign of a frequent cold, as I said, or is it just a simple cold? However, it may result that you are having stress. Why is this? Because stress hormones deplete your white blood cells, and it will make it difficult to fight off infections. So the question I will leave to you tonight, have you had your stress levels checked lately? Prolonged stress, as we said earlier, can cause you to feel distracted, which can result in leading to accidents and injuries. In the most recent latest studies, they're saying that a lot of workplace injuries is due to people being stressed. And the most effective things for calling out is because people are stressed. So again, these are physical symptoms, tense muscles in your neck and your back, upset stomach, migraines, headaches, worsening of asthma symptoms, high blood pressure. Most of these elements can have prolonged recovery times if you're having stress issues. So, again, we're going to take a break, but remember the four strategies is that I gave, the four A's of the stress toolkit: avoid, alter, accept, and adopt. So when we come back from this break, our next, we're going to be talking about coping with stress. What can we do to cope with it? We'll return back in a few seconds to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. We're your hosts, Michelle Bolden-Hammond.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IamToInspire.com. So again, welcome back from our break here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bonahammon. You know, again, as we're talking about stress and our toolkit, let me just recap a little freshness from what we were talking about, from keeping in our toolkit for our stress management. Again, we're having the four A's. We're going to avoid, we're going to alter, we're going to accept, and we're going to adapt. So what we're talking in this next interview for the show, how to cope with stress. You know, we know I gave you the signs of what we have as possible things that can lead us, what things can alter our stress, what things we can trigger. But what I want you to understand is there are ways that we can identify it, and these are some coping mechanisms that I use, and actually in my book, Let's Talk No Stress Management Guide, these are simple. I'm just going to give you a few. So how do you want to learn and identify with coping it with stress? So one of the things is there is a thing called the stress diary mechanism. And let me give you what these practical steps are. This is a journey that you can take for 2 weeks. When if you have any of these signs repetitively for a couple of weeks, and you might want to figure out, why am I keep having this? So I would suggest you can go to Dollar Tree, get yourself a journal, just a two-week journal, a notebook or a personal journal. Keep a stress diary for 2 weeks. This is what you do for step one. Step two, you will take, document the date and time that you feel any stress. Next, you would document the causes of your stress. Next, document your symptoms. In 2 weeks, go back and review this journey, this diary or your journal. It will be a good source to help you see what the main causes of your stress in your life. So let me repeat those again. Your stress diary for 2 weeks. Document the date and time that you feel stressed. Next, you're going to document any of the causes of your stress. What are we talking about when we're saying causes? What incident turned to this? What have you been doing differently? Next, document the symptoms. Am I having headache? Am I having a breathe? I'm having anxiety. Do I'm feeling pressure? Am I sweating? Any of those type of things. And then in 2 weeks, you can review the diary back, and this will actually give you what the main cause of your stress is. Once you know, again, we're talking about accepting. Once you know what the cause is, you're on your journey to start managing those. So, again, we want to adapt as to managing those. So, as we said, it also goes to another strategy, sleep stress away. Getting enough sleep will help you build up your energy to deal with stress better. When getting the proper amount of sleep, it recharges the immune system, which keeps you healthy. As for us, as the recommendation for adults, is between 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. For children, at least 10 hours of sleep. If sleep is constantly interrupted or getting cut short, you may need to check your stress levels. So here are some tips for good night's sleep. You know, we always talk about people having, you know, we see it in our TV lands or however, late night drinks of wine to settle down. Actually, alcohol is not a good thing for us to reduce our quality of sleep. It says to keep our bedroom dark. Avoid caffeine beverages later in the day. Some researchers suggest that we should avoid coffee, sodas, and energy drinks after 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I know that's a tip. That is a good tip because, you know, it's always the system has failed us up. You go to a restaurant, what you see? Sodas. You go to all of that caffeine. You have all of that. Make sure you have a comfortable bed. Check the temperature in your room. Make sure it's not too hot or too cold. And this is for all of us. I know we're busy. I know we have our work. We have all of our gadgets. But let your bedroom be the space for sleep. Do not try to get that last-minute work done in there. And, again, avoid eating large meals right before going to sleep. And I can tell you this from being in working in healthcare as well. The most, if you are in long-term care setting, you know, the most big meal would be at lunchtime for people. And then at night you might have a soup or a salad or something like that, because that heaviness will make you have a difficult sleep. So in our society today, there are many people who are suffering from sleep deprivation. Lack of sleep is currently the newest escalating problem associated with insomnia. Sleep deprivation affects the mood, making someone becoming more frustrated and irritable. So that's what our society looks like today. Just think about it. There's a lot of people who are sleep deprived. Lately, you have noticed that every single time we turn on the television, we hear of incidents of rage, anger, and frustration of people assaulting each other for simple reasons. A good example of this, I will say, which will be a couple months back when this famous Popeye chicken sandwich came to national as a new hot new item. This sandwich resulted in lines of people waiting to purchase this new hot item. In frustration, one day, one person was killed because of someone stepping on their foot while standing in line. Could this have been because of sleep deprivation? Ask ourselves. The following sleep hygiene tips are some resourceful practices that I will ask you to do. Manage your time better. Plan your day. Write a to-do list. Keep plenty of reminders around. Reduce distractions when you're doing big projects. Set specific times of the day to return emails and calls. Do not, I repeat, do not be captive to your emails and your phones. Another strategy, which is to indulge in good health. One of the major reasons people feel stressed is due to poor health. So one of those things is, are you getting your yearly checkups? Are you doing practicing preventive health care? Are you taking in mental health care? Practice good hygiene, exercise. Exercise is a good key of releasing endorphins. This will make the body feel good, and then that hormone will release to release your stress. Avoid using other substances, which are downers and depressors. When we're talking about eating right, so it's saying what you are what you eat. Do have high foods and B vitamins. Why? The B vitamin helps with your nerves and your brain cells. Do drink water. Water, which is a hydration for the whole system. Get enough magnesium. This helps with regulation of your blood sugar levels. And some of these examples could be from broccoli, cabbage, tofu, or cod. And again, oily fish, this increases the serotonin in your brain. Find relaxation techniques that's going to work for you. Deep breathing, which will calm your mood, lower your blood sugar, and reduce your stress in a matter of seconds. Meditate. Find a quiet spot and continuously try to clear your mind. Use aromatherapy. Some of the stress scents will help with stress: lavender, rosemary, pine, lemon, peppermint, and eucalyptus. And always practice positive thinking. Instead of saying, "I can't do it," tell yourself, "I can do it." Instead of saying, "I'll never figure that out," Tell yourself, it'll be fun trying to learn something new. Instead of saying, I'm a failure, say, I am a success. Instead of saying, communicating is hopeless, tell yourself, I can try to communicate better. Instead of saying, change is just frightening, tell yourself, I can be more flexible. So, in the craft of when you can't find or you did feel as though you can't adapt, you can't deduce what you want to do for the stress, again, this is all about mental health. Strategy, when to know and where to get help. So, you've been worried that you have trouble concentrating. You feel as you're trapped and have nowhere left to turn. You seek out stress reductions, which is some things I just gave you. So I will tell you, either speak to your doctor. Any HR should have an employee assistance program. These are all useful places where you can get help. If you think you need a therapist, and I cannot stress, if you think you need a therapist, yes, get a therapist. And if stress, because stress, again, stress alone, it says stress can kill. If your stress ever makes you feel suicidal, violent, seek help immediately. Call a mental health professional in your area. So in conclusion, as we talk about these four A's, we want to avoid, but sometimes we know that our environmental factors are in the way. We next want to alter it and accept it, and we're going to adapt to it. So find out what causes your stress by using your stress diary and how your body reacts to it. Secondly, keep a journal to better help you identify your stress triggers. And fourth, practice a variety of stress coping strategies. And I just gave you some. Eating right. What we do, breathing exercises, exercise itself. These will help you find strategy that works for you. And in all else, if you cannot, seek help from a mental professional if you feel that you want to harm yourself or harm others. So, just want to give you a last bit tip before we leave out. Remember when I talked about those essential oils and stuff for aromatherapy. So I just want to give you a stress relief relaxation recipe for tonight. And these are some things that you can use as aromatherapy while you're doing your bath or just being alone and meditating. So for a stress relief relaxation, you're going to add 4 drops of vetiver and 6 drops of sandalwood to your bath water and relax while inhaling the aroma. So again, if you would like to have more information, you can follow me at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul on my Instagram page. You can reach out to me, Michelle Bolden Hammond, on my Facebook. And if you would like to have more of learning about more distress from me talking to you, you can actually order the book on Let's Talk No Stress on Amazon, and you can also email me at upfrontmindbodyandsoul@gmail.com. And yes, if you would like to hear more about Let's Talk No Stress, Stress Guide and Management, and for strategies, there's also an online course that you can reach out and get. At your own leisure here, you can reach out to me on all of my social media handles, and it'll be right there to load up for you. Again, let's manage our stress better. Remember, our 4 coping skills is to avoid, alter, accept, and adapt. It's been a pleasure talking to you tonight on stress. So I hope next week we'll be tuning right back into Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond.